This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Thank you so much.
Feel like $1 million.
Shout out TMZ, are you up?
Let me check out that rig.
TMZ stands for the Mayweather Zone.
How'd you find me, bro? I got my disguise on.
I love my TMZ family. My sports.
Welcome to TMZ Sports. I'm Mike Babcock with my guy, as always, Mojo Mutati. Mojo, we're going to start with Rashee Rice, the Kansas City Chiefs star wide receiver, guy who we have talked about a bunch since March 30th when that multi-car accident happened in Dallas. Well, we know earlier in the week, a arrest warrant was issued for Rice, and Mojo, on Thursday, Rashee Rice surrendered to police in the Dallas, Texas area. Now, he turned himself in. He didn't make them go out and track him down. No, he went to them, Mojo. He was booked. He took that mugshot right there. There you see, Mojo. That was at the DeSoto City Jail. And after posting $40,000 bond, now that is for 8 different charges, each at $5,000 per charge. Mojo, obviously, grand total of $40,000. He's got the money. He posted bond, and he was released shortly after. Did not spend a few hours behind bars, Mojo. Now, we've talked about the charges. Obviously, they are very serious. There's one count of aggravated assault, one count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and then 6 other counts of collision involving injury, because we know one of those people was very seriously injured. Mojo, there is a report today that Rashee Rice was, and we have not confirmed this, but again, there is a report that he was driving 119 miles an hour before the crash. That is obviously very bad. He has been charged, like we said. He is now free, and he will begin to mount his defense, Mojo. He has made it very clear, though, that he knows he screwed up and he wants to make things right. Nonetheless, some really serious legal charges to deal with.
Oh, big time, Babcock. This isn't going away anytime soon. I mean, at least he turned himself in now, right?
Yeah.
Probably should have done that on the scene. I think this whole situation is exacerbated by the fact that he left. Reportedly, we don't have it confirmed yet, 119 miles an hour is bad enough. I mean, that can be called intent to kill, right? When you're driving that fast, you hit someone at that speed, that's all she wrote. Yep. Probably most cases, but leaving the scene when that many different cars were implicated, when that many people were hit and could have possibly suffered serious injuries, and you just leave. I mean, that is a huge, huge problem. I'm curious to see how that weighs in when we get the final sentencing, the final verdicts, how much worse that situation is made just from him leaving. 8 counts, you said it, almost all of them are for the harm and injury that he caused other people.
Absolutely, Mojo, and I think his attorney, and his attorney's name is Royce West. He's a prominent attorney in the Dallas area. And I think he has been a great advocate for Rashee Rice. And he has struck the perfect tone when talking about this. He has said, look, has not made excuses for Rice. He has said the kid made a mistake, but he's a relatively young guy still at only 23 years old. And he said, obviously, we've all made mistakes and they have vowed to make things right. So hopefully, Rashee Rice, he's got a lot of resources as an NFL player. Hopefully, he does everything in his power to help heal whatever physical injuries, if there are mental and emotional scars as a result of what happened, because I think we've talked about this, Mojo. Obviously, you get in a serious car accident, that is something that is incredibly scary and frightening, and there could be emotional scars. So hopefully he does everything in his power to make everybody whole. That's including paying for the damaged car. He owned the Corvette. He did not own the Lamborghini Urus SUV, which he was driving. That's like a $230,000 vehicle. So this is a mess, Mojo. I mean, make no mistake about it. But he said all the right things so far. We'll see how he goes forward from here. But the legal process has very much started as Rashee Rice turned himself in again to the police yesterday.
Dallas.
Mojo, that is Travis Kelce, of course, at the most lit graduation ceremony of all time. Going down last night in Cincinnati, not just Travis Kelce, the other Kelce bro who is almost as big a star, if not as big a star as his brother Trav, Jason Kelce, also in the building. Mojo, the best part about this is was not even an actual graduation. This was basically a big live podcast. I love Jason's outfit. They performed an episode live, Mojo, of the New Heights podcast. Star-studded episode. They had Orlando Brown on and the great Joe Burrow. And they essentially performed in front of thousands and thousands of people. Now, why'd they do all this, aside from just wanting to put on a show and sort of celebrate at the place where they went to school? But that's exactly it, Mojo. This is their alma mater. Both guys graduated, but never had an opportunity to actually walk in the graduation ceremony. So they got a little taste of that last night, a little taste of some beer too, live podcast, thousands and thousands of fans cheering, Mojo. It was an awesome night.
You know, this clip makes me feel bad for the Kelce brothers, honestly, Babcock. I mean, they were faced with a horrible decision. I graduated. I put in the time. I earned my degree. Yeah. Do I choose to walk the runway and have my 5 seconds of fame? Right. Or do I give that up to go make 50, 60, 70, 80, $100 million right. in the NFL, including potentially $20 to $30 million off of just one Pfizer commercial? That is a tough thing, and they gave it all up to take this chance on professional football, and it cost them. I mean, they're still having nightmares to this day about missing out on this graduation right. opportunity. Until now, Babcock, they've been able to rectify this situation. I don't know if they got it done themselves or if they had to have T. Swift call in to gather the powers to be to bestow upon them this academic honor of excellence. Right. But either way, it's pretty cool. I would say that this is way better than how my graduation went. Any of them, actually. I don't remember being able to chug a beer and party during right. mine and have my buddies there and all of this other stuff. I mean, my mom's up on stage with me. This is slightly better than the average graduation. So I guess in the end it worked out. Surprised, too, after this long beer chug that there was still a lot left in the can when he throws it away right here. You'd think it'd be empty, but no.
Yeah, what's that about, Travis? I am dying to know what's going through the president, the dean's head as Travis chugs a beer and spikes it on stage. I'd love to know. We probably will never find out. But it was right. Coming up on TMZ Sports, another year, another UConn championship. The men's NCAA tournament starting to feel like Groundhog Day. UConn center Donovan Klingon joins us to talk about one of the team's up-and-coming coaches who is also the son of a legendary comedian.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.
Pelicans hold on, driving into Murray. Somebody's thrown something on the floor. 46 seconds to go, and a whistle blew. It's a chicken wing. Why would someone throw something that good out on the floor? It's crispy. Yes. It's warm.
Yes.
And I almost had to go out. I'm so hungry.
I hear your stomach over here growling.
What's that guy? I hope he eats it. I'm just going to save it for, put it in that little heater over there.
Welcome back to TMZ Sports, Mike and Mojo. Mojo, that was a hysterical moment is what it was last night during the Pelicans and the Kings game. They thought most of the action was done for the night. There was less than a minute left in the fourth quarter, but no, that was until a fan threw a piece of chicken on the court. Best part, of course, being Kevin Harlan on the mic. Kevin Harlan is, one, he's one of the best broadcasters, period. But whenever there's a funny moment, Kevin Harlan always will actually call whatever craziness, a cat running on the field, a fan running on the field streaking, and he is the best at that. Anyway, Mojo, has absolutely nothing to do with the segment that we're actually going to talk about here, but it was so funny, we had to show it to you. We're going to talk about college basketball and a guy who hopes to one day soon actually be playing professional basketball. Donovan Clingan, Mojo, a guy who hopes to one day soon be playing professional basketball. And matter of fact, this guy actually just declared for the NBA draft. Donovan Clingan. Clingan, of course, one of the breakout stars from the entire NCAA tournament. He is obviously a back-to-back NCAA champion. We had an opportunity, Mojo, to speak with Donovan. And, you know, a lot of people obviously talking about him and his exploits on the court, but a lot of people also talking about Bill Murray's coaching son, Luke Murray, and whether or not Luke is ready to actually have a team of his own. Could he be a head coach? We asked Clingan, and let's just say he's got his coaches back in a big way.
We see Bill Murray on the court after the game. You might even be too young to even know who Bill Murray is, but you know his son, Luke. Luke, a big part of that, big part of the offense you guys run. Should teams be looking at Luke Murray as a head coach?
Yeah, Luke Murray's the head coach. You know, he coaches at a high level. His offense is something else. You know, he's a real special coach, and you know, he understands the basketball game at a high level, and you know, he's very good at putting all of us in the best, you know, positions possible to succeed at a high level.
I mean, Donovan, yeah, just one back-to-back, right, going to the NBA draft. Unbelievable for him. I mean, here's a guy that's absolutely dominated on the floor as a young kid. And as such, I think this kid has an understanding of which coaches have been able to reach the youth, to reach to those that are most impressionable and identify which coaches are most successful. And that's what we're talking about here with Luke Murray. We've talked about him a bunch recently. Really cool to see the son of a celebrity accomplish such success in his own route, you know, going his own path, obviously acting in basketball and just two completely different fields with almost no crossover between the two. But I mean, he's an offensive genius, right? I mean, that is his reputation now. And if you are on a back-to-back national champion team and there's head coaching vacancies out there, I mean, why would you look past Luke Murray, a guy that's been able to influence the winning teams twice in just such a huge way? I wouldn't be surprised one bit if he ended up as a head coach as early as next season. You know, he's at UConn. Sometimes you go to a slightly smaller program in order to get the head coaching job. We see that all the time. And, you know, if you want to say in football with coordinators, offensive, defensive coordinators, so that's par for the course in a situation like that. But, dude, this guy's getting so much hype these days. I absolutely love it.
Mojo, I can barely keep it together for this segment. Allen Iverson, the answer.
Oh.
Gosh, one of my favorite basketball players to watch growing up. I mean, he was the first pick, played 12 of 14 seasons with the Sixers. He averaged near 28 points a game, 4 boards, 6 assists. I mean, Allen Iverson was absolutely incredible and nobody more fun to watch. And finally gets his rightful place, Mojo, amongst the other 76ers legend. I'm talking about guys like Wilt Chamberlain, Dr. J, Julius Erving, Moses Malone, and Charles Barkley. Gets honored today outside the team's practice facility with the statue, Mojo. Awesome, well-deserved, you name it. It's that, if you're talking about Allen Iverson. The one thing, Mojo, the statue is very tiny. It's small, and everyone I saw on social media is clowning this thing because of how small it is.
When you're a child, Babcock, you dream about having a sculpture made of you, right? Having your image emblazoned into history forever for all the kids of your community, your home city, wherever you cut your teeth and made your name, they can come up to this statue and be motivated and be inspired. You dream of this moment. Unless your statue's that small, then I'm not sure. You know, I wanted to clown this just like everybody else has.
Right.
We've been seeing all these awesome sculptures recently. Luckily, this one, to my knowledge, doesn't have any spelling or grammatical errors.
Right. Well, you couldn't see it. If it did, you wouldn't be able to see it. So that's positive.
But I thought about this, Babcock, and I was like, you know what? Maybe this was done on purpose because Allen Iverson himself is not a large man.
No.
Maybe this sculpture was to hold it down for the short people all over the world to give them hope that they can succeed in a tall man's game. And for that, we needed to make this a little bit more of a caricature and make Allen Iverson even smaller than he already was to deliver an even bigger point. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, Babcock.
So what we need to do is we have to get a photo of the Wilt Chamberlain statue and see, because Wilt was a tall man. And I think that, I don't know about Joe. It looks taller. Taller. Still kind of short.
Just get a magnifying glass and let's check for spelling errors.
Both Max and Justin told me they want Mark Coleman to wrap the PMF out.
Done.
And they also said for this special event, they would love to see the bonuses raised from 50,000. Can we do something special for this Saturday?
What did you say?
Both guys want bonuses raised from 50K for this special card. Can we make this happen?
What should it be raised to?
Three times. 100,000.
300.
No, three times.
300.
300.
300. 300.
300. It's done.
We are just a day away from UFC 300. That, of course, was the pre-event press conference. Some big news coming out there, announced by the UFC president, Dana White, who first, Mojo, announces that Mark Coleman, who we have talked about so much over the last couple of weeks, hero who saved his parents in that terrible fire, nearly lost his life, he is going to be wrapping that BMF belt. I can't say what it stands for. We all know what it stands for. Wrapping it around either Justin Gaethje or Max Holloway, whoever wins the fight. That is such a highly anticipated fight. We're actually going to give you picks for these fights in just a second. Not only that, though, Mojo, Dana also raising the bonus. Now, normally the UFC, they'll give away two performance of the night bonuses, so to two individuals, and then they will give two guys a fight of the night bonus. So normally they're $50,000. That's great, a lot of money. Dana raised it on the spot to $300,000. So that is $1.2 million worth of bonuses at the least. They could choose to do more, $1.2 million at the least, going to those great fighters up on that dais there. So they were all very excited about that, Mojo, as I would have been too. Now, let's talk about these fights. Justin Gaethje, Max Holloway first for the BMF title. It's going down at 155 pounds. Max is a 145-pound fighter. He's fought at 155 before. He goes back again, lost to Dustin Poirier when he was up at lightweight last time. Mojo, Justin Gaethje, Max Holloway, who wins this fight?
Brother, give me Gaethje all day, baby. This is an easy one for your boy. We've talked about it. I was at Gaethje versus Dustin Poirier, and my goodness, what a fight that was.
Yeah.
Now we got extra money on the line, 300K in bonuses. This is it. Gaethje is on his way. That's who I'm running with.
I will say this. You look at common opponents. Justin beat Dustin. Max lost to Dustin. I think Max, who is actually taller than Justin, I think he will have done better bulking up this time. I think it'll be a close fight, but I'm with you, Mojo. All right, let's talk about the main event. The light heavyweight title that's on the line for this one. Alex Pereira, the champion, against Jamahal Hill, the former champion, who only relinquished his belt when he injured himself, Mojo. We are going to find out who the real king at 205 pounds is. I'll go first here, Mojo. I let you go first last time. I am going with Alex Pereira. Alex Pereira wins by knockout. I'll even give you how it ends.
Ooh, boy, just putting stakes on this thing, huh, Babcock? Well, in common Mojo fashion, I'm going with the other guy. We can't be agreeing on both picks on the card. So give me Hill. He gave it up himself. He didn't lose the thing. He's coming to take it back. That's where I stand. I mean, that is a strong point in your head coming into this thing, right? That's a lot of self-confidence coming in. The fact that you didn't lose that thing, that you had to give it back. Hey, as far as he's concerned, he's undefeated when it comes to that thing. So give it on back.
Absolutely true. And I'll say this. Alex might be the best striker in the UFC right now, but Jamal is also a great striker, especially with his hands. And you look at those guys standing up face to face. Jamal Hill is just as big as Alex Pereira is. Usually Alex has a significant size advantage, definitely a height advantage, not the case here. I cannot wait for this fight, Mojo. We have got to go. We're going to find out on Monday who was right. We got the same guy in the Gaethje fight. We'll see who's right in that main event, Mojo. Bottom line, it's going to be a great show on Monday.
UFC 300 with 300K fight bonuses on, which means everybody's throwing bombs left and right. And after my guy defeats your guy, Monday will be the best show since today.